This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
We could talk about how this is new episode 86.
Yeah. So the original Lost episode 86, we recorded just after the holidays, right? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, just before you visited and just after Christmas and before you visited.
Yeah. So like beginning of January, and long story short, the only salvageable part was the top five, which we both enjoyed doing and really liked. So that's going to be at the end of this episode. Hopefully it all makes sense.
I mean, the top five isn't like, not like we talked it. It'll make sense.
It should be good.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this is a retry of 86, so if it sounds a little bit like more cut and dry than usual, it's because we've been thinking about it for a month.
Yep. Yeah.
And that makes sense, but...
then there'll definitely still be some tangents. We can't not record and...
yeah.
We can't record and not have tangents.
I'm like a walking, talking tangent, so we'll see how this goes. But... the first thing that we talked about was I completely disagree with the PDGA's decision for guidance on, or like a policy on, transgender women participating in the FPO. They decided to go very hard in their policy, kind of emulating what the Olympic Committee has done and then going beyond it a little bit versus being more of like inclusive. It seems to be more of exclusive, and I fucking hate it. So fuck the PDGA, and that's my little rant.
Yeah, I'll just add on to it to say that the rule change, the way it is really weird to expect anyone to transition at the age of 12 or earlier. I know, you know, like at the age of 12, it's not like they're going out and getting their genitals mutilated or anything like that, but to expect anyone to make those decisions at the age of 12 or earlier is just kind of like a little bit, I don't know, extreme.
Also, I feel like, you know, they could have looked at more of like the USA Ultimates like policy, which is just to be maximally inclusive. They allow players to compete in the division that they feel the most comfortable. There's no testosterone limits or any other restrictions. Why not go that direction?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm definitely not an expert or anything on any matter that...
Me either. Which is why we would like to reach out to some people who might be affected by transgendered women in the PDGA. We're going to try and reach out and see if we can give a platform to these people so that we can be educated and make sure that they have a place to speak about their struggles.
I know Natalie Ryan's not giving up on tour, so that's cool.
That's good.
She's going to be playing A-tiers and MPO, probably kicking butt.
Definitely kicking butt, but it's just ridiculous. Anyway, hopefully we'll come back with some more info for you guys soon on that.
I don't know how to lead away from that.
Yeah.
Want to do
sorry.
The ad reads? We can do the ad reads.
I'll do that.
I'm like,
And I think you said it pretty well on the last, you know, it's serious stuff, so it's going to probably come across as a little bit more serious than we typically cover. It's just, it's hard to make jokes around things that heavily affect people's lives and make people feel uncomfortable and excluded. I just don't like that. So yeah, let's hit some ads. The dicks...
Oh no!
Fuck! All right. Whoops.
You can't even.
Whoops. Wow. I am glad this is not live.
Yeah. That was good though. Like you can't even
could not have been worse. Wow. All right. The DiscBaron.com code might be up now, hopefully.
Should be up.
It is ONO10 for 10% off over there.
We want to thank you guys for using the code so much. We were actually the number one code used at DiscBaron for the season. And we just signed our next year's contract with them.
Couldn't be more happy and proud that people actually do things.
So thank you guys.
Good job. Thank you guys. Appreciate y'all.
Have we introduced ourselves too?
No, we have not. This is the ONO Disco Podcast. That's Eric. I'm Kyle. Now we did.
We say things into microphones, and sometimes they don't make sense or are in any order, and we have fun. And we hope you guys have fun, too. Yeah, who needs structure? I have enough structure in my life.
We used to have a lot more structure to the show.
What do they think I am, an architect?
So, yeah, fuck structure, dude. People like craziness. Let's do it. If you haven't listened to... sorry, this is completely random. It has nothing to do with what we were just talking about. If you haven't listened to the interview that we just did, this last episode, episode 87, it's actually the one after this, but technically it's before this. It doesn't make sense, but it makes sense, guys. Go check it out.
Yes,
we chatted for just an insane amount of time. I felt like I made a new friend.
Find us on Instagram, Facebook. We're always hanging out. Message us. Facebook is that comes through in the same thing. So
usually Eric's on
Facebook,
on the grams mostly.
I don't do anything on Twitter, TikTok, or YouTube, even though it's there.
You could try and hit us up on there, but guess what? You'll never get an answer.
Nope.
We made it 2 years ago, almost 2 years ago now.
Yep, coming up on 2 years.
Holy tits.
Actually, I think it's been made. I think the Twitter and TikToks have been made. I think all the social medias have been made for over 2 years.
Right.
But we started releasing in February.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're right. Eric's totally right. He has a memory brain.
Oh, no, I got a Facebook memory today of me sharing a clip from, one of our first episodes. And it said, we don't have anything, any full episodes out yet, but here's just, a sneak
peek. But here's a clip. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was pretty into the clips at the beginning.
Yeah.
As a teaser. That's pretty smart.
Mm-hmm.
Probably
a little mini commercial.
Yeah. Oh, I hate. That's probably why I stopped doing them.
I just hate
commercials. It's just like a personal vendetta against them. Mm-hmm. And I don't blame you at all for skipping them. I don't blame you at all for just hating them as much as I do and not buying the products or using the codes. Sometimes I hear a code and I'll go to that site and then not use the code. I'm that bad. So, sorry. I don't know. That was a good tangent, Kyle. Good tangent.
Yes, we'll get into the episode. I played my first tournament of the year. I don't know why I clapped my hands together. I'm sure because I know Kyle likes all the extra noises I make.
I do. It's great.
It was a one round flex start in Freeland.
Sanctioned or no?
Yeah, sanctioned. Yep.
What'd you rate?
890 something. I shot a plus one.
Nice round.
Caught a card up with Garza and Tony and then their friend Jeff. So it was a fun card, you know, fun people to play with.
It's always fun to play with your friends.
Yeah, I showed up at 8 a.m. to throw a practice round. I got through 13, and I was just like, I mean, I parked 1, 2, and then had a tap-in 3 on 3, which is the longer one. 4, I messed up, but then 5 through 13, I had almost like a perfect shot. Like, I couldn't miss. I didn't putt, though. Like, I wasn't getting my putting warmed up, and that didn't affect me, because once the round started, the competitive round, I could barely make it off the tee pad.
Oh, gotcha.
And so that was very frustrating.
Yeah.
But then I got like a little hot streak on starting on 14, and that's what kind of brought me back. I mean, I didn't shoot that bad. You know, I'm pretty happy with plus one. I just know I could have played a hell of a lot better.
Right. You know the potential.
Yeah. But yeah, just want to give a shout out and a thank you to friends Andrew Garza and Tony Riopel, and then Brent Faubert. Sorry, Brent, if I pronounced your last name wrong.
You try.
And Breaking Aces for putting on the tournament. Had a blast. I wish someone would have taken a picture of me where I landed on my tee shot on hole 18. It was in the absolute, I don't know if I've ever been in any other worse, like worst spot, but it was, so you know where hole 1 is, right? You know, like how hole 1 and 18 go across each other?
I do, yeah.
Okay, so Garza's in front of me. He's third and I'm fourth. And Garza gets up and hits a tree, and there's people just practicing on hole 1, and it literally sounds like it hits the chains like on hole 1, like off of a tree, like that bad.
Yeah.
And somehow mine was still worse than that.
Oh no.
And it's
a big right hand dog leg for 18, right?
Yeah, yeah. Huge, huge right hand dog leg. So in the exact opposite direction of where you want to go. And his was at least in the open, but mine was in like, there's like a down tree, and it was like pinned under the down tree almost, but
oh,
not
gosh.
Like the tree had so many like extra branches with it. And I could have like abandoned my lie. Like that's what Brent pulled me to the side after I tapped out, because he couldn't say anything during it, but pulled me to the side after I tapped out. And I don't know if I would have taken it, because there's, you know, I have not thrown that hole good lately at all, so.
So put me back on the tee, you put me back in the same spot.
Yeah. Well, even if it's not the same spot, it could be still like just as bad of a shot.
Right.
So, yeah, but that's how it ended. So that was a sad ending, but
how did
threw you, a lot of good shots.
Did you bogey? Was that a bogey there? Or what?
Double bogey.
That? Oh, that's rough. Gotcha.
Yeah, so I was in that tree, and like the only thing I really had was like a little forehand out, just enough to like get out in the open. And then I had a good shot from there that set up for like a bogey putt. And dude, I wasn't
you're negative hitting. One going into 18 then, huh?
Yep. I was negative one going into 18. And I wasn't like hitting all my long putts, but I was just like right there. And so I was like, if there's one, you know, just to let me finish even, if there's just one putt that I want to hit, because it was like a maybe like, you know, right on circle's edge, like that 35 footish range.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just need to hit the, just, you know, I missed all of my outside circle one putts today. Just let me make this one, you know, and nope, just missed it a little high. Like just graced the top of the K or the top of the band.
Yeah.
And faded out early, and so that was upsetting. But overall, I mean, I can't be too mad. We had, I don't know, 3 or 4 inches of snow
Okay.
To play in, and fresh, so it wasn't as
like,
bad.
From like the night before, or?
The two days before, so it wasn't like super super fluffy, and it was to me it was like a better snow because it was really cold, so it wasn't like melting on everything, you know.
Yeah, had some skips to have, it. Like,
yeah, so yep,
that's fun.
But yeah, overall, good job. Yeah, overall happy and excited for the season. I have plans to compete in the Breaking Aces Ironman point series things. I don't know what they're calling it, what it's like. I don't understand. I understand how it's played. I don't understand how to tell people about it. But it's just so many, you compete in so many events and you get points for how you perform in them. And then at the end of the year, you'll get prizes based on how many points you have amongst other people in your division. So pretty excited.
It's fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Sounds cool.
And then I'm also planning on competing in a lot of the above par. They put on a lot of really cool events, and they're all like kind of meme based. Like they got the Harambe Open, which is, you know, pretty funny. And then they got what else? That's the only one that's sticking out in my head right now. If I was smart, I would have written more of them down. But they're doing a lot of cool stuff, kind of more in like the Flint and. Like not all Flint, but like Flint, Davison, like Goldenrod, stuff like that. Whereas the Breaking Aces are mostly in like the Saginaw, Bay City, Midlands area, Freeland, stuff like that.
Cool.
Yeah, so it'll just be nice to get to many different.
It's nice to have a couple different things going on. Yeah, just get some action out there. It's nice to play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think my back still is, like, hurting from when I fell fucking in Michigan.
Yeah, you haven't got to talk about that, so let's hear that story, and I can...
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's an oh-no moment, isn't it? Fuck!
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I completely forgot about that. We didn't even mention that.
It was, like, many oh-no... Well, we didn't talk... You heard it after we recorded this podcast.
Oh, that's so true!
But then we had Happy with Par on, and we're not... Like, we try not to do too much talking about ourselves. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm clumsy, just as a person. But when I get, like, rushed or just, like, want to go somewhere, sometimes I just, like... Get some tunnel vision going. So anyway, I had a backpack on my front and back, and then super heavy bags in both arms, and decided to like lose my footing going down just some there's like stairs to a mudroom before the kitchen in this house. So just like slid down those stairs on my butt and back, and that was the beginning, well, the second day of a week vacation, quote unquote, to Michigan that I did at the beginning of January to see Eric and my family, and made playing disc golf a little bit difficult because...
Oh, yeah. I felt bad.
I wanted to play so badly, but... It just was really hurting. It felt like somebody was just like stabbing me repeatedly every time I moved sometimes. So a lot of forehand rollers and just kind of tried to not hurt myself. But yeah, I was like, you know how I was saying like my left shoulder blade just felt just horrible?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I bumped it earlier just like on a wall and I like leaned and it just like... erupted. It felt like somebody had just stabbed me, and I was like, ah, what, where did this come from, friend? Like, oh yeah, that still hurts. Okay, all right, well, so yeah, I don't know, I like I'm just a person who hurts himself a lot. It happens.
He's a glutton for punishment.
Wear a helmet in my hat as like a bump cap 24/7, so at least my head is protected most of the time, but
doesn't help your butt.
Yeah, and like my feet, I'll like jam my toes or anything. Yeah, I had to get like a special pillow to help with the tailbone injury. Just great. Just come on, man. And that's, I was like laying on my back on the bottom of the stairs for like you know, probably like a quarter of a second. I'm just like, fuck you, Kyle. Like, why'd you do that? Like, come on. Just awful.
That'll happen. Luckily, we at least got one round of an uninjured Kyle in before.
We did.
Right before.
Yeah.
Gonna have a fun round. Then we got to play Sweet Safari Hole. If anyone from Saginaw is listening or local, we played from one's teapad all the way back to...
What was that?
Seven? Six's basket. Yeah. So that was
a lot of fun.
Yeah. Interesting. Very... to say the least.
Not super possible, but it was competitive.
Yeah. If they just opened up that pathway that we went down, that'd be very, like, make it much more fun and, like, easy to do. You know, if, like, that was as wide as an actual fairway.
You just have to learn an overshot, you know? Like,
I know, but my shoulders don't do that. It's not nice.
Teach them.
It's not nice.
I agree. But my word of advice, don't fall down the stairs.
Slow down.
That's good advice, too.
My fucking slow down.
Yeah.
Even if you're late, because you're already late. I mean,
I'm always
late. Come on. I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, but I used to have quite the lead foot and had quite a few speeding tickets that I've gotten in my day and pulled over for speeding. And I realized most of my speeding tickets came when I was driving to work. And I finally had, like, the realization, like, why the fuck am I speeding to work? Even if I'm late, like, why do I care so much over my crappy minimum wage waiting job right. that I'm going to risk a ticket to get there on time?
Yeah, financially, it does not make sense to speed.
No, it does not.
Also, like, the amount of time that you save by speeding is just, like, so minimal.
Minuscule.
It's like, so small.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna get me going on another rant. I just wanted to give everyone a breakdown of some of the off-season content in case you are just dying for the seasons to start, because we still have just under a month before we'll have live disc golf back.
It's not that much time.
It's not, but it's going to feel like it if you watch a month disc golf content all day.
Right.
Like I do. So the disc golf guy put out the Memorial Championships in Arizona. I mean, you know, it's Memorial, nothing. I think they tried to make it more difficult this year. They put in a lot of out of bounds and stuff, so.
Gross.
That adds to the difficulty, but I feel like if it's just going to be a hyzer fest, just let them, you know, score as low as they can score, right? You know,
right.
At that point.
I don't feel like, it, you know, people scoring well is a bad thing.
I mean, the course is boring. That's regardless if there's out of bounds or not, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
And you can't, unless it's like natural OB, I don't feel like any, or most courses are not like improved with adding additional OB. I don't see it as like a positive. So,
And then Gatekeeper Media put out the South Florida Open. I think Paul McBeth's on one of the cards, so you know that's going to be a good watch. And then they also put out Straddle the Brazos, that is at the Beast in Texas. So where the Waco's at. So that's always a good watch. And you get to see a lot of people playing with their new bags. I think Emerson Keith is on card with his Lone Star bag. And then you get to watch AB throw Discraft in Memorial. So to me, that, like, you know, puts
that
us up.
That makes it worth it in itself, yeah.
Entertainment value.
Right.
Joe Mez is keeping us, you know, always putting out the putting game once a week. And they have a new show about Simon Lizotte beyond disc golf. And it's just like him traveling, honestly, which is kind of cool. But that just is released this Monday, the 30th. So I haven't seen it as recording, but it'll be out by the time that episode is released.
Thank you, everybody who produces disc golf content, for producing disc golf content for us to watch. We love it.
just wanted to go over the most recent move as far as off-season signings goes. Now it's been so long since everyone's changed. If you missed anything, go to AltiWorld. They have a contract tracker that you can go and see if you missed anything. But the most recent one, and was really extreme to me, was KJ Nybo went to Discraft. He spent 16 years with Innova, and he has finally moved on from that, which is wild. And I'm super excited to watch the Shoes on tour. Paige Shu also went to Discraft, and her husband Grady Shu is in Infinite. So they got an RV and are going to travel the country.
Oh, that's
with
awesome.
Their daughter. Yeah, so
she's dope.
Yeah, I like her a lot. I was always kind of sad that I kind of got into disc golf more once she was kind of taking a break from tour. Like, right. She played some here and there, but nothing compared to, you know, what she used to do.
I still owe her a selfie.
Yeah. And then talking about the season coming up, there is a few changes to it. The Disc Golf Pro Tour Elite Plus events. So they're basically like playoff events without being like at the end of the year. But it's going to be the Portland Open and the Ledgestone Open are both Elite Plus events, which mean they're worth 150% in tour points. And then the MVP Open and D-Glow are also worth 150% of tour points. So that like all accumulates for the DGPT's championship.
So people should really, really want to do well in those tournaments.
Yep, those are the ones. Those are going to be some of the deciders. And then in another cool note that I'm pretty excited about is there is, I want to say, 7 European events that are on the Pro Tour that'll all count towards like DGPT points.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, so I think we'll see a lot more Europeans in the DGPT championship. I say DGPT one more time, fucking shoot me. Holy shit.
DGPT.
but yeah, so 7 events. I'm not going to list them all.
Better than Dick Golf.
Yeah, probably. But yeah, so super excited for the season. It begins February 23rd, so 20 days by the time this episode's out or so. We'll have live disc golf. Well, I guess there is the All-Star weekend, I think, is the weekend before that. So it's right around the bend.
It's right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
We'll fucking see you there.
All right. I'm going to give you a 3, 2, 1. Top 5. Oh, yeah.
So our top 5 for our first top 5 of 2023, we decided to go not really into left field if you've listened to this podcast before, but it's not disc golf related. I don't think there's even anything in the show that was ever disc golf related.
I don't. Yeah,
I know
right.
There's,
I don't think
there's a reference to it in The Office, and I know there's some references to it in like in Parks and Rec, but I don't think there's anything in Always Sunny.
Yeah.
So we are going to tell you guys our top 5 favorite Always Sunny episodes. If you've listened to the show, you know how big of fans we are of Always Sunny. There's all kinds of dumb, funny comments
just
about
out there,
trying
crazy.
To just, trying to just insert quotes from Always Sunny episodes. We've watched every episode probably countless times, and trying to pick our top 5 favorite was hard.
It was so difficult. I found out that I liked the older seasons, so that was one thing that was very clear in my list, and we're going to start off with our number 5s. Eric, what you got?
For my number 5, I got The Gang Gets Analyzed. This one is when they all go into Dee's therapist, and they get Dee's therapist's help to figure out who needs to do the dishes from a dinner party they had a week ago or so. Very funny. It's the way it breaks down each character, and I don't know, the pen thing with Mac,
Oh, you sleep here. That looks like a dick.
That looks like a dick.
To Charlie not understanding anything the lady's saying and but trying to, and then pulling out the pigeon. Oh, well, he was alive when I
fly. Just falls.
It's just so good. Such a good episode.
It's a really good episode. We're not going to probably say too many negative things about the episodes, just so you know.
We're not going to say, or we are?
I don't have negative things at all. These are our top five. Do you think there's any negative things in that episode at all?
No.
Perfect episode for his number five. All right, here we go. My number five. I'm going to go Dennis and Dee go on welfare. It's a really early episode. It's season 2, episode 4. It's hilarious. The image that always comes to my mind is just, oh, baby, you got what I need. And it's just them sitting on a stoop.
Singing the cheesiest song.
It's so funny. And this is the episode where they get on crack, which I think is one of the most funny, like, storylines that just, like, continues in the series. It's just great. It's a great episode.
Yep. You guys are crackhead children.
You're crackheads children.
And then, like, the extra storyline that goes along with it, you know, like Mac and Charlie's storyline.
It's a great B story.
Uh-huh. Fucking hilarious. For my number
Go ahead.
I picked Charlie Work. It is the episode where a health inspector is on the way, and the episodes where Charlie is like the straight man, or like the true smart guy in the group, but nobody listens to him, I find so hilarious. Everyone just is like writing him off, but really he's just like, you know, he's keeping that group running at tip top shape. And if he could somehow, you know, like if they ever did that where it was him all the time, it would probably wouldn't be as funny as it is than just like every once in a while, you know, like I can think of one offhand, but I don't want to ruin it for Kyle to talk about.
Thanks, bud.
But I know there's more, and there's only two that really like stick out in your mind as ones to think about, and that's Charlie Work and then one of Kyle's.
Yeah, he has a very variable like brain capacity, you know.
Yeah.
There's definitely like he can't read,
right?
But then he can do all this stuff. It's really fun to play with that.
They do the one scene. They do like a one shot of when the health inspector's there, and it's just like such a genius, like well written, like whole. Yeah, that one shot is just amazing with the joke chair and the.
And it leads right into my other one that I really enjoy that has a lot of Charlie in it is season 4, episode 13, The Nightman Cometh. It's probably the most popular episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Like, out there has the most memes and...
Yeah. Even if people who haven't like binge watched Always Sunny have heard the songs from it at some point.
The songs are so good.
They're pretty good.
And
I like them a lot.
I love how mad he gets at them when they're like,
I'm here.
Fucking up here. And like how Dee wants, well then I'll just cut your song. It's just like,
what's on the very also back? Nothing.
That okay. That she called that he has an ulterior motive for writing a musical. No one just writes a musical.
Yeah, the whole thing is good from start to end.
It's so good. I didn't put it number one just because I do think the other ones are also just right next to it. So, go ahead.
All right. My number three is Frank Falls Out the Window, season 11, episode 2. I'm not going to go back and tell you what the other ones are because I forgot to do that, and that'll just make it confusing. So, yeah, Frank falls out the window and thinks he goes back to, I think it's like 2009 or something. Or he thinks he's back in 2009.
Yeah.
And Charlie thinks he's back in 2009, like thinks there was some sort of time portal that he went through, but everyone else is obvious. They, like, knows that it's just because he's got a giant gashing head wound. And the whole story of just trying to keep Frank from becoming who Frank is just so fucking hilarious to me. The bit with the cell phones at the table where Dee tells Frank that she created like iPhones or something, and Dennis is just like, well, that's because I created, you know, this first or so. I don't know. It was like
it's just like so out there.
It's so simple and funny. Yeah.
They kept it pretty small, too. Like, a lot of it is focused on, like, the repeating of everything that's, like, when they first had the two girls come home from the strip club, yeah, and, like, that happens again. It's just, it's all just really good.
Yeah, I think, like, Frank entering the series was such, like, a pivotal change for it. So to kind of relive it in a later season was just, like, yes. This is perfect.
What is this? What number is this? Sorry.
Three.
Three?
Three, yeah.
The gang dances their ass off. Season 3, episode 15, is hilarious as fuck. The premise is Charlie puts up the bar because he can't read and makes a mistake. And they have to win a dance contest to win the bar back. Not like a quick dance, but, you know, like the one they used to do back in the day, like a marathon style.
Yeah, basically, so, who can stand the longest or dance. It's supposed to be dancing.
You can dance the longest, yeah. You gotta be moving. It's hips and nips. It's all in the hips and nips.
Tips.
Cricket has some amazing lines in this episode.
Yeah. I think this is like one of the episodes where he really shines.
I think the third season is really where they started to like get into a rhythm more or less than the first two seasons, and just gets better and better from there.
Until like season 8, where Kyle doesn't like it anymore. No, just kidding.
True. What's your number two?
My number two is $100 Baby, season 2, episode 5. This is a play on the $1 million Baby, and both storylines in it are just so funny. They do a D storyline where she wants to learn how to box, and Frankie's going to teach her. And then they do the other storyline is they want to get someone into a fight club. They want to get Charlie into a fight club.
Like an underground one.
Yeah, like an underground fight club to try to win a bunch of money. And then he, like, drops out at the last moment. This is, like, probably one of my all-time favorite, like, things that happens. Drops out at the last moment, and then Mac has to go in and fight. But Dennis switched the bets. I'm betting on Mac to lose. And then they get robbed on the way home. And they're like, no, we just lost all our money, but Dennis has to tell Mac that he bet against him. But yeah, it's just one of those ones where both storylines are equally, like, just as good as each other. And
they're getting both to watch stories.
Both of them unfold is just comedy gold.
Is this my number one? What happened here?
This is my number two? You have six of them, so you said you're just going to pick five, your favorite five.
Oh, yeah, shit. All right. I just got so confused. Is this number two?
Yeah, number two.
Let's go with Charlie Goes America All Over Everybody's Ass.
Is this where is this where the Rock Flag Eagle song comes, right?
Rock Flag Eagle.
Good job, big truck.
Yeah, it's so good. Mm-hmm. It's so funny.
Yeah.
It's just, I love how small the earlier seasons are. Like the entire premise of the episode is just, he just wants to be Go America. like it's just so small. It's season 2, episode 9. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, good. It's a good Charlie episode, that's for sure.
I like Charlie episodes.
Yeah. Not a Charlie episode where he's like smart and everything.
No, I did a couple smart ones.
No, I'm saying the Charlie Goes America all over everybody's asses is not one of
yes,
the
it's not one of like, the smarter ones.
Where
no.
he's a smart top acting human. He's a dink.
He goes
it's
and
hilarious.
Tries to get D to like make a. It's I like that pairing. Mm-hmm. Charlie and D.
Yeah, Charlie and D are good together. For my honorable mention, because it's 45 minutes long, I picked the Always Sunny Christmas special. I just watched it because it was just Christmas, and
me too.
Anytime someone says anything, I don't know how many times I've used the term. Do you want to go throw rocks at trains?
Do you want to go throw rocks at trains? That's like my favorite line
from that
episode.
So good, and then did you fuck my fucking mom, Santa?
Like after he already took a chunk out of him.
And I think it's kind of not the first time, but it's you really get to see a lot of the past that like how they grew up, you know, it really dives into their past more, I think, than any other episode has before that.
Big time. Mac and Charlie's past.
Mac, Charlie, and Dennis and D.
Yeah, it's just, it's a good, it's a groundwork episode for sure. Mm-hmm.
And the the Frank climbing out of the couch. you get to see Danny DeVito's sweaty ass. I don't, if that doesn't make it worth watching, then. My number one, though, is Mac's Big Break. Mac wins a radio contest show to try to make a shot, in a hockey goal to win a...
And go to a party.
Yeah, but he has to make the shot to go to the party. It's like a beach vacation party or whatever. You get to stay there. And he has to make the shots. And the jabronis thing, where he's like, you keep using this word jabronis. And trying to teach him how to skate, wearing
he just
the duster.
Has no idea how to skate. He's
any
so
any
mad.
Episode with the duster, I always find funny. God, the duster's just so funny to me. And then it is also the episode where Dee and Dennis start a podcast. So it's where our favorite two wars quote comes from. So, yeah. It's got to be number one. Fucking has to be.
Yep. That's why I eat crackers on every episode, too.
Jabronis. crackers. Eat this soup out of his shoe.
Eat this soup out of his shoe. And take your top off. my last one is.
Are you trying to figure out which ones you have left?
Yeah, I have the Dennis system, and I have Charlie McDennis, the game of games. I'm gonna put the Dennis system in my honorable mention. I think it's a hilarious concept. I like his character. I think it's just the perfect amount of insane. It's just great. I love how everybody else is so on board with his insanity.
I love how, like, Charlie, you never really see, like, Charlie with women, and you never really see Mac with women. But when Dee's like talking about how bad it is, they just, this is men stuff, and act like they're like the same as Dennis. It's so fucking funny to me.
Oh shit. But my number one would be Charlie McDennis, the Game of Games.
It's a good one.
I've always wanted to come up with my own game, like a board game or something. So
you
I feel
like that's what it would be like, because you would constantly be changing what you wanted,
yeah,
to, like, the direction.
And just like stealing from other games and how they have to nail down the board.
Mm-hmm. I would be the board flipper. I'll say it right now.
Obviously, obviously. And it's just a really fun concept of, like, if they just had the idea one day to, like, make their own drinking game,
right?
And this is what they came up with. I just love the imagination behind all of it.
Put this bottle back together. No, the best part about
it out of it, and there's glass, and it's just,
I think I swallowed some glass, but we're good.
But we're good. But we're good.
The best part about it is when Frank has to get put in jail or whatever, and he's like, "We got to eat a cake." Well, not a cake, but the ingredients to a cake.
It's great. Sorry, Ben. It's almost done drinking. It's really fucking loud.
Can I keep talking then?
We're pretty much done, aren't we?
I want to say one thing quick about the Dennis system. I think it's the first time we're introduced to Dr. Mantis Toboggan. And
Dr. Toboggan.
That's a beautiful
Mantis
thing.
Toboggan.
I think that's one of, like, my favorite, like, Frank alter egos is like that. Like, one of my favorite parts about Frank is anytime he has to do anything as Mantis Toboggan.
So funny.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That is episode 86
episode
in the books.
Episode 86, right?
In the start of 2023.
Awesome new year. I thank you for listening. If you listen, we appreciate you.
Okay. Well, that will do it for episode 86 and the start of the new year. First episode of 2023.
Fuck yeah. Catch us back for more episodes. We have a nice backlist of 85 other episodes if you want to go listen to something cool. Or, you know, just keep listening to this one over and over again. You can do that too. No big deal.
Thank you guys for tuning in and listening. As always, we always appreciate it. Well, we'll see you guys next week. Maybe.
And we'll catch you on the flip side.